Every action that I do, this concept of accountability is something that always puts a person on path. If a person knows that his books are going to be audited by the auditors and they're going to check everything, then the person is meticulous to see that his books are in order. If he knows that he's going to be audited by SARS, then also now a person is careful that he must declare everything that is correct. So long as this person has that fear, so he will try and do things correctly. So therefore, this creating this fear and having this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually for our benefit. It's not to put a person down, but it creates our benefit when a person will see the reward on the day of Qiyamah, that what reward he got for that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore in Surah Rahman, one ayat of the Quran, one ayat in Surah Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. That person who fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannatan, this person will get two jannats. In other words, to show us that how much reward there is to fear that day when you're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith that we did yesterday on Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kayfa an'am. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kayfa an'am, how can I enjoy life? Why? He says, وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ قَدِ الْتَقَمَ الْقَرْنَ وَاسْتَمَعَ الْإِذْنَ مَيْ يُؤْمَرُ بِالنَّفْخِ فَيَنْفُخْ. When the person in charge of blowing the horn, Israfil alayhi salam, has already taken the trumpet and put it on his lips, it's placed on his lips, and now he's listening very carefully when that command will come, and once that command comes, then he'll blow immediately, he won't wait a second. He's already poised in this position. How can I be relaxed and start enjoying life? This Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us. فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ ثَقْوَلَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Now this became very burdenful. This was very difficult on Sahaba when they heard something like that, that the angel already, so they were feeling very heavy. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them a zikr to read, gave them something to read that will help them and assist them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, said, say these words, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an excellent guardian. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us is enough. These particular words were the same words that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam recited when he was being catapulted into the fire. As he's going into the fire, angels, Allah Pak had deputed angels to come to offer their assistance, but he refused. And rather he said these words, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an excellent guardian. Like this Sahaba, at one instance, they were made scared that the enemy is coming. They were frightened. The words that came out of their mouths of Sahaba was the same words, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Allah Pak is an excellent guardian. Actually, these words are very good to ease a person who's stressed out, worried about things, who's always concerned. And for anyone generally, nobody can say he's free of every worry. All of us have worries. Nice to ponder over these words, Hasbunallah, that Allah Pak is sufficient for us. That will help a person to ease off his worries. So anyway, فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ ثَقُلَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَمْ قُولُ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ نِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to recite these words. Person might ask that over 1430 years now have gone, and yet it seems so long, but yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that the angel has already put the trumpet. This is a relative thing. When a person's eyes close and now akhirat opens up in front of him forever and ever, then he realizes how short this life was. It was so short. Now it might seem so long. It's like a person who has a dream, and in the dream it seems so long. The dream, for example, is having a nightmare. It seems as though it's so long and it's so difficult, and it was such a long day. And when his eyes open, he realized that he only had a nap for 2 hours or 1 hour, and he had that nightmare in that 1 hour. But whilst he was going through that realm of the sleep of the dream, it felt as though it was so long. So like that, when our eyes close, this whole life will feel like a dream. It was just a dream. Allahu bas baqi hawas. Like Munshi Sahib mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. Everything else is a fantasy, is a dream. So when his eyes close, he'll feel as though the whole life was a dream. And then he'll realize that this is reality, this is hakikat. So therefore, time is very relative. It doesn't mean that 1400 years ago in such a long period. But when the eyes close, we realize it was so close. Yet we were so foolish to think that Qiyamah is so far away. Today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man khafa adlaj. Nabi al-Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person who fears, that person who has, he has some concern, adlaja, he'll leave early. Adlaja means to leave, to go on a journey, leaving at the early first part of the night. In other words, around Maghrib time, a person needs to go somewhere, he leaves. He doesn't delay that journey for midnight and late at night. Now he wants to travel late at night, because we all know not only in our time, even in those times, it would be dangerous for a person to travel late at night. So intelligent person, for example, he went to Maritzburg, or he went somewhere visiting. Now, intelligent thing for him to do is, now he's leave early. Don't leave from there so late to come back, because it's dangerous to travel. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, man khafa adraja, that person that got concern, he leave early. He leave for his journey where he needs to go. He leave early. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ, that person who goes early, he leaves early in the first part of the night. بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ, he'll reach home safely. In other words, he will reach, inshallah, because this person had some concern, and upon his concern, he acted upon it. He didn't just say, okay, I need to go, I know it's safe, and he did nothing about it. He did something, he left early, and he reached. بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ, he'll reach his destination. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, drawing a comparison, we need to go, our journey is Jannat. And if we fearing reaching there, we should be doing something about it. We should be doing something like the person who needs to go home. He leaves early because he's concerned like that. We need to reach Jannat. We should be doing something about it. Not just saying we want to reach Jannat and do nothing about it. Then the last part of this hadith, he says, Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya, Ala inna sil'atallahi al-jannah. That hearken, know well, that verily the commodity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very expensive. Like how sometimes you know, you certain shops, they sell very expensive items, very expensive. And the reason it is expensive is generally it should be that it's because of the quality, not merely because of the name. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got something, it is of quality, great quality, and it is very expensive. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us the commodity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very expensive, not just because of the name, but because of the quality that we will get there, inshallah. And then he explains what is the goods of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna sil'atallahi al-jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us Jannat. In other words, what Allah wants to give us is very expensive. We can't expect to do nothing and just lie back and expect to get something that is so expensive by doing nothing. We ourselves have to do something to get this Jannat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq of making amal on what has been said. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for Jummah Salah and send plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.